And you might say, well, I don't know whether you can use that or not. That molasses.
It's real thick.
Okay. And other than molasses, what do you pour, say, over pancakes?
Well, maple syrup.
If something is not artificial, you'd say, that's not artificial maple syrup, that's...
the real stuff.
Okay. Or that is, would you ever say, genuine or genuine?
Mm, that'd be a good word.
Okay. So you'd say, that's not artificial, that's...
genuine.
Okay. Sometimes if you buy a whole lot of something, if you get it cheaper because you're buying in...
whole time.
Okay, or you're bulk.
Yes.
Bulk.
Okay.
What do you, a lot of people make out of grapes or blackberries or something that they put on toast in the morning?
Jam.
Okay. Okay. And when you sit down to eat something, you might take a couple of little things off the table and shake over your food.
Salt and pepper.
Okay. If you were asking somebody to give you an apple, you might say, what?
May I have an apple?
Okay, or would you could, if you just wanted to say, give me an apple, you'd say what?
Give me an apple, please.
Okay. Right. If somebody asks you, which boys? Those boys? And you say, no, not those boys, but...
those over yonder.
Okay. You might say to someone, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
Okay. What about the hard center of a cherry?
It's a seed.
Okay. What about a peach?
That's a seed, too.
Okay. What about a peach that separates real easily from its seed?
It's a free stone.
Okay, and one that doesn't separate easily.
What do they call them?
Some people call them cling stone or cling.
Yeah.
Which one?
Cling stone, I believe.
Okay. What about the center of an apple?
That's a core.
Okay. What about the nuts that grow underground and dig them up, and a lot of people cook them in an oven or do something to them and crack them and eat them?
Yeah. Peanuts?
What about the nuts that I used to get into all the time? They're big when they fall off the tree, and if you mash them or something, you get stains on them.
Walnut.
Okay. And what about the soft outer covering of these? You know, they have the nut, and then around it there's a kind of a green or brown all outer covering. What would that outer covering become?
Wouldn't be whole, would it?
Could be. What would you call a hard covering?
Well, that's what that'd be the hull, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know what you'd call that.
Okay, if somebody wanted an orange and there weren't any left, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but...
there's not any left.
Okay, or would you say the...
the oranges are all gone.
Okay, good. The little red things that people... eat, they're kind of hot. They look like a little turnip, except they're red.
Oh, radishes.
Mm-hmm. And big red things about the size of an apple that are soft that you cut up and put on sandwiches.
That's tomato.
When I have to describe them that way without saying it, it's kind of hard. What about the... you can, vegetable that you dig up out of the ground, so you can fry them or boil them or bake them.
Sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Ash potatoes, even.
Okay. What are yams?
Well, I don't know the difference between yams and sweet potatoes.
Well, I don't